Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out in the lake while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered, because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times." Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life and deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown." He said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." "Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him." Hi, and welcome into your weekly Bible study. We started off a little bit this week, a little bit differently, by reading from Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 24. And the reason I wanted to cover that is because there's one particular verse in there that we're going to be expanding on a little bit. We're not really going to talk about the parable of the four soils too much, but only as it relates to one particular verse, and that's verse 19. This is a second in the series of we're going to be talking about what the Bible has to say about money. And we're going to single out verse 19. I just wanted to give you some context as to where this verse 19 came from out of the chapter 4 of Mark. It came out of the parable of the four soils, and it came out of the part where Jesus was trying to explain to his followers, the 12 disciples, he was trying to explain to them what the parable of the four soils meant. He was also trying to explain to them that, you know, if you're really a follower, you would understand what I mean by this parable. But we're not going to talk about that, really. We're going to talk about verse 19, which says this. This, again, this is the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 19. But the worries of life and the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. So stop and think about what that may mean to you. How do you take that particular verse? Well, let's talk about the worries of life. You have all kinds of things going on in your life. I can't possibly imagine you listening to me now and trying to perceive what's going on in your life. I know there's a lot. There's a lot of stresses. There's a lot of joy, probably. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot, maybe some anger. There's some projects that you have to get done, whether it's around the house or at work. Your wife or your husband is harping on you for some reason. I mean, that's pretty common. The kids have demands on us day to day. Take them here, take them there, go watch their game here, see their concert there. Just there's a multitude of reasons and a multitude of distractions and a multitude of worries in life. So what helps you deal with these stresses? Well, I guess one thing could be, you know, being compensated. If you were compensated properly for your work, if you were, you know, if you hit a lottery, if you suddenly came into some kind of prosperity and wealth, that would certainly alleviate some of the pressure, wouldn't it? Yeah, probably would. I certainly can see where it would. What about the desires of wealth and being comfortable? What about your daily pursuit of the almighty dollar? You know, wealth can be a panacea for a multitude of hurts in your life, but then that's all you have is wealth, right? But if you don't have wealth right now, maybe you have the desire for wealth. Maybe you have the desire to be really comfortable and maybe more than comfortable. Maybe you just want a new big screen TV. Maybe you just want a new car. Maybe that's what wealth means to you. But you know what? It takes money to get that stuff, right? Well, what the Bible's saying here is the worries of life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word. So if you're making your life all about pursuing these things, that these material things and this money that helps relieve the stress and make your life more comfortable, then where is the word of God playing a part in your life? The more you spend time in the word, the more you spend thinking about God and praying to God, talking with him and cultivating this relationship with Jesus, the time you spent in the word and the time you spend with him will be more fruitful. You will have less worries in your life. You will be less tempted by the deceitfulness that, and the, dare I say, covetousness of wealth and the desires for other things those will just pass by the wayside. You won't have the desire for that. Honestly, you won't. But the only way you're going to get that is if you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you'll do that with me now, if you're ready, then let's say a prayer about it. Almighty Father, we pray today that we thank you today for this study. We thank you for the time spent in your word. We thank you for giving us this beautiful earth on which to live, the beauty of the earth, the beauty of our fellow man. Lord, I pray that those listening right now who are not in the born again category, please touch them with your Holy Spirit. I pray that they accept you as Lord and Savior. And I pray that you forgive their sins as they confess them to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening today. Really, thanks for listening. It's been a few weeks since I put up a new episode, and I'm sorry about that. I do want to acknowledge, just for fun, because I told him I was going to do it. There's a man who's been listening to us in Maine. You may not know, but I'm originating in the state of Washington near Seattle. And there's the beauty of the internet is anybody can listen to this anywhere in the world. Isn't that great? It's really awesome. But there's a man who's been listening to this podcast from Maine. And he asked me to pray for him and his uncle who has been, has some health issues. And I pray that that's being resolved as we speak. I really do. This, I'm trying to get to my email right now, believe it or not. It's not hard to believe, I guess. Anyway, but this young man's name is Dylan. And he wrote me a beautiful email. He's a listener from Maine. And I hope he keeps listening. And says he listens every night or in the evenings. I don't know if he listens every night, but I thank the Lord for Dylan and those like him who are out there. And we continue to say prayers for Dylan and his uncle. And I hope that everything works out for the best for him and his family. If you have prayer requests, or you just want to let me know where you're listening to this podcast from, I'd be really interested to know that. I still have some New Testament booklets that have, they're in the English Standard Version, and it's the entire New Testament. It's a booklet. It's not a teeny tiny thing. It's just a regular book size paperback book that I'd love to send you if you just email me at weeklyword2020@gmail.com, weeklyword2020@gmail.com. And just tell me where you're listening from and ask for a copy of that New Testament booklet, and I'll send it right to you. I have a limited supply, so I hope I have some left when you're the one that asks for a copy, but I'll do my best to get one to you. If I'm out, I'll let you know. But please feel free to drop me an email. That's weeklyword2020@gmail.com. for now, until the next episode, this is Jay. And I pray that you are blessed by God each and every day. And we'll see you next time.